Quiet Mind, Day 9. Fear isn't your friend. Why psychological fear is a fake danger with real consequences. You might think fear is what keeps you from sticking your hand in a fire, but it's not. That's intelligence. You know it'll burn, so you don't do it. No panic necessary. Real fear, the biological kind, is your body's lightning fast reflex to actual danger. Think, tiger in the bushes, useful, but the fear most of us carry around all day isn't that. It's not survival, it's mental horror fiction, and the mind's the only author. You're safe here and now, but your mind's off in the future, spinning worst-case scenarios. That creates a constant anxiety gap between your reality and your imagination. And if you're identified with your mind, that gap becomes your home. Welcome to chronic stress. The ego, the mind's fragile little puppet, lives in constant defense mode. It's terrified, even when it's acting confident. Why? Because it's fake. It knows it's made of thoughts and images, not truth. So it sends your body a steady message. Something's wrong. We're in danger. The emotion that follows, fear. It might show up as dread, insecurity, jealousy, even the urgent need to win arguments. All those are fear in different disguises. Ultimately, every fear traces back to one thing, fear of death. Not just physical death, but ego death, the crumbling of the idea of who you think you are. That's why people argue like their lives depend on being right. Because to the ego, being wrong is a kind of annihilation. Entire wars have started because people couldn't let go of being right. But once you stop identifying with your mind, that need to win evaporates. You can speak your truth without aggression. Your peace doesn't hinge on your position. That's real power, not controlling others, but being untouched by their opinions. If you ever catch yourself getting defensive, ask, "What am I defending?" If it's just an image of yourself, let it go. That tiny pause of awareness is enough to begin dissolving the fear. And fear isn't alone. It travels with its buddy, lack. A deep sense of not enough is built into the ego. Whether it's self-worth or self-image, the ego is always trying to fill a bottomless pit. That's why people chase money, power, relationships, status, thinking if they just get enough, they'll finally feel okay. But even if you win the whole world, the ego still whispers, "More." The problem isn't wanting nice things. It's needing them to feel like a somebody. The ego lives by latching onto labels, job titles, bank accounts, beauty, beliefs. But none of these are really you. And eventually, you'll have to let them go. If this idea scares you, good. That's your ego showing its cards. But it's also a relief, isn't it? You're not what you wear, earn, or argue about. The big secret of life, die before you die. Let your fake identities fall away while you're still alive, and you'll discover there's no real death, only freedom.